McNeil. The U.S. Justice Department has announced it has charged 7 Russian intelligence officers with hacking computer networks. U.S. Assistant Attorney General John Deamer says that the Russians belong to the GRU, Russia's military intelligence agency.
Our indictment today charges some of the same Russian operatives caught in The Hague, along with their colleagues in Moscow, as part of a conspiracy to hack a variety of individuals and organizations in the United States, Canada, and Europe to obtain information or access that was then exploited for the benefit of the Russian government.
The 7 Russian operatives were charged with computer hacking, wire fraud, aggravated identity theft, and money laundering. 3 of the men were previously charged by U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller in connection with the hacking of Democratic Party computers during the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Friday's vote, and what's scheduled to be in about half an hour, will end the debate on Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to be a U.S. Supreme Court justice. It follows the completion of an FBI report into last-minute allegations against the nominee. We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
Senate leaders scheduled today's vote confident of an election year victory for the Republican Party, placing another conservative judge on the high court. 2 Republicans who have not committed to supporting the president's nominee said that they did accept the FBI report that finds no corroboration of sexual misconduct allegations.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn. French police have opened an investigation into the disappearance of the top official at Interpol. That's Chinese national Ming Hongwei. Ming's wife, who lives where the International Police Organization has its headquarters, contacted the police after not hearing from her husband since he traveled to China in late September. The 64-year-old Ming, a former vice minister of public security in China, was elected to head Interpol in November of 2016. This is VOA News. The Trump administration is accusing China of trying to undermine it by targeting the American political system. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said during a speech at a conservative think tank that China does not like President Trump's actions, especially new tariffs.
Our intelligence community says that China is targeting U.S. state and local governments and officials to exploit any divisions between federal and local levels on policy. It's using wedge issues like trade tariffs to advance Beijing's political influence.
Pence said that the Chinese are trying to project their military power, noting Chinese ships routinely patrol around disputed islands administered by Japan. Indonesia's central Sulawesi province has begun to take its first steps toward recovery. This is nearly a week after parts of it were devastated by an earthquake and massive tsunami that killed hundreds. But as Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reports, reality is setting in for the people there that's stirring up a lot of emotion.
A week on from Indonesia's deadly disaster, heartbreak is turning into anger. The death toll has now topped 1,500, but that number is certain to rise, according to officials on the ground. In some areas, bodies have been marked with Indonesian flags. Rescuers are yet to release them.
We discovered 8 bodies with the rescue team, but we haven't been able to bring them out because we don't have the right equipment.
The main city in Sulawesi Island has had its power restored, and some shops and banks are beginning to reopen. Life in more remote areas is very different. The ground in this village of Petobo turned to a churning sea of mud after the quake hit last Friday. Residents say it was like a blender.
2 recipients of the Nobel Peace Prize. We get more from Reuters' Mia Warmersley.
A 2-person fight against sexual violence as a war weapon has been awarded with a Nobel Peace Prize. This year, the winners are a gynecologist and a survivor of sexual slavery. Congolese doctor Dennis Mukwege has treated victims in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Yazidi human rights activist Nadia Murad was enslaved and raped by Islamic State fighters in Iraq in 2014.
That's Reuters' Mia Warmersley. Melania Trump continued her tour of Africa and Kenya Friday, highlighting animal conservation efforts. The U.S. First Lady visited Nairobi National Park to learn more about steps the East African nation is taking to conserve elephants and rhinos. She also participated in the baby elephant feeding. She went to a quick safari as well. Mrs. Trump's plans to visit with children at an orphanage and then take in a children's performance later this Friday at Nairobi National Theater. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.